Summer seems to be when people pay most attention to birds, so I've been fielding a lot of ornithological questions lately. One listener asked me if the waxwings we see in summer are the same as the ones we see in winter. No, they're not. The cedar waxwing usually doesn't return to the Northland until late spring when apple blossoms open up. It nests here and spends late summer and fall in big flocks darting out from branches to catch flying insects and pigging out at berry bushes and mountain ash trees. Cedar waxwings sound like tiny mice snoring. By December, most of the cedars are gone and Bohemian waxwings arrive from the northwest to take their place. These birds are a bit larger and much noisier. They sound more like guinea pigs snoring. Bohemian waxwings are pearl gray beneath where cedars are more yellowish, and the undertail coverts of Bohemians are dark rusty. They also have bolder wing markings. Another listener asked if our pesky seagulls are any relation to pigeons. No, they're not. Pigeons and doves are not only in an entirely different family from gulls, they're in an entirely different order. Gulls are distantly related to sandpipers and killdeer. All have long pointed wings and are well suited for life in or near water. Pigeons have a unique digestive system which allows adults to feed their young semi-digested food called pigeon milk. How do you pick good binoculars? Another listener asks. The most important consideration is how much money you want to spend. The finest binoculars of all include Zeiss, Leica, and Swarovski, but those cost over $1,000. Medium-range ones by Nikon, Minolta, Swift, and other camera companies run $200 or $300. They're not as good as the really expensive binoculars, but they're still pretty darn good. But it's not impossible to find a good pair of field glasses in the $35 to $75 range. In the less expensive models, I'd always get 7 power. That's enough magnification to suit most needs, and it doesn't shake as much as higher power ones anyway. Don't get a really tiny pair like 7x20s. You'll lose far too much light in the cheaper models. 7x35s are the most popular. Make sure your glasses have central focusing and that they're comfortable in your hands and around your neck. To check if the optics are clear, hold them out at arm's length and look for a circle of light in the center of the lenses. If this circle is crisp with no shadows on the edges, the binoculars should be just fine. If you can't afford new binoculars, don't go looking for flaws on your old ones. Binoculars are a lot like bicycles. If you started out on one of those old reliable balloon tire bikes as a kid, I'll bet it ran just perfectly well, taking you anywhere you wanted to go. It isn't until you get on a fancy 21 speed that you start hankering for something more. But even the ricketiest old bikes and binoculars can open up new vistas if you give them the chance. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.